Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation, usually consisting of a theme. The tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. I would like to tell you that I'm nostalgic for the days back when I was in high school. I would, like most of you, probably be lying. Don't get me wrong, I had a lot of fun back then, but school? Ugh. I didn't like sitting in class, I didn't like the structure, and besides, like all kids, I already knew everything. My lack of attention and participation had nothing to do with the classes or the teachers, who did an excellent job. Here's looking at you, Stephen Morrow. No, it was more like I just wasn't interested in Chaucer or geometry when I was 15. They were not relatable or exciting in any way to my teenage brain, and I would be willing to bet that they still aren't to the kids of today. I skipped classes with bona fide excuses, like being the only person in town who understood how to work the 1920s-era Frankensteinian light board at the Camden Opera House without getting killed. You see, it had these gigantic switches and levers, which pushed thousands of high-voltage watts through asbestos-covered wires to ancient heavy can lights that I had precariously hung myself 50 feet overhead. That's what I remember most about my high school days, hanging out at the theater, fixing things, listening to music, usually alone, and late into the night. I didn't participate in sports except for gymnastics my senior year, which, thankfully, no photos of are known to exist. I didn't play in band or sing in chorus because, to be honest, I can't do either, and believe me, I've tried. I wasn't one of the popular kids. I was a geek. I read comics. I rode a skateboard. I worked at Camden Drug every day after school and on weekends as a counter clerk. And I was unknowingly, much to my dismay, harmless to the females of our species. I will confess to you that I was beat up by a girl my sophomore year. To be fair, she outweighed me by 20 pounds, held 7 or 8 more inches of reach, and had long fingernails. She also possessed serious anger management issues. I probably deserved it. So, kids, go to school and study hard, because if you don't, who knows, one day you could end up like me. Blissfully happy with your life, with absolutely no regrets. Oh, and broke. Completely and utterly, and with no hope whatsoever for a financial future. Perhaps there was something to that economics class after all. Hold on, I need to press play.
There are two kinds of people in business today. The quick and the dead. So rather than waste your time this semester with a lot of useless theories, we're going to jump right in with both feet and create a fictional company from the ground up. We'll construct our physical plant. We'll set up an efficient administrative and executive structure. Then we'll manufacture our product and market it. I think you'll find it very interesting and a lot of fun.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We always could spot a friend. Welcome back, and I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again?
Says the school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. Hey, hey, take it away. Get that ball and fight. Chill now, just like you would to your girl guy. Beat you to your school now and let your colors fly. I got a letterman sweater with the letter in front. I got the football track. I proudly wear it now when I cruise around the other parts of the town. I got my decal in back. So be sure to your school now, just like you would do your girl guide. Be sure to your school now tonight. So make sure that it's good now. Just like you look at the girl again. Make sure that you're still now. And let your colors fly. So make sure that you're still now. And like you look at the girl again. Make sure that you're still. And like you look at the girl.
Let's start by looking at construction costs of our new factory.
What's the product?
That is immaterial for the purposes of our discussion here, but if it makes you happy, let's say we're making tape recorders.
Tape recorders? Are you kidding? The Japs will kill us on a labor course.
Battle. Adult.
Messing around with the boys.
time, then let's just say they're widgets.
What's a widget?
It's a fictional product. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Tell that to the bank, you know.
Take it easy. Take it easy. It's the first day, you know.
On the board, you will see a cost analysis for construction of a 30,000 square foot facility, which will encompass both factory and office space, and is fully serviced by all utilities, a railroad spur line, and a four-bay shipping dock.
Hold it. Why build? Hey, you're better off leasing in a buck and a quarter, a buck and a half a square foot. Take your down payment and put it into CDs, or something else you can roll over every couple of months.
Thank you, Mr. Mellon. But we'll be concentrating on finance a little later in the term.
Thank you. something to work it off.
Work it off?
You and me, we're gonna have a fight. Today, after school. 3 o'clock in the parking lot. You try and run, I'm gonna track you down. You go to a teacher, it's only gonna get worse. You sneak home, I'm gonna be under your bed. You and me. 3 o'clock.
Thank you. school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad, the dreams in which I'm
time being, let's just concentrate on the construction figures, shall we? You will see the final bottom line requires the factoring in of not just the material and construction costs, but also the architect's fees and the costs of land servicing.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Oh, really? Like what, for instance?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to grease the local politicians for the sudden zoning problems that always come up. Then there's the kickbacks to the carpenters. And if you plan on using any cement in this building, I'm sure the team should like to have a little chat with you. And that'll cost you. Oh, and don't forget a little something for the building inspectors. Then there's a long-term cost, such as waste disposal. I don't know if you're familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
Now, normally, if I can help it, I don't spend a lot of time in a principal's office.
What? 9 o'clock.
I hear the late bell ringing. Running through the hall, I hear the glee club singing. Get to the office, I can hardly speak, cause it's the third late pass that I got this week. So to my first class, I run and don't walk. All I hear is my sneakers and the scratching of chalk. And when I get to the room, I hear the teacher say, Mr. Young, I'm happy that you could join us today. I try to sit down so I can take some notes, but I can't read what the kid next to me wrote. And if that wasn't enough to make my morning complete, as I try to get up, I find his gum on my seat. And with the seat stuck to me, I raise my hand and say, excuse me, but can I go to the bathroom, ma'am? The teacher got upset and she screamed out, no, it's off to the principal's office you go. I heard it crunch. I'm running up the stairs with a front tooth broken. The nurse just laughed and said, you must be joking. I looked up at her with a smile on my face. No joke, cause my front tooth is out of place. So I walk through school with ice on my lip. A nurse is late past like a gun on my hip. My books are real heavy, I walk and I'm dragging it. No school lunch next week, I'm brown bagging it. Forget class, I'ma shoot some more. With the late pass, I got no trouble at all. But then the nurse walks up and says, what do you know? It's off to the principal's office you go. The girl I've been dealing. Now one young lady was looking
looking at me. I said, hi, my name is Marvin, known as Young MC. But then the bell rang and the teacher came in, and that's when the game of passing notes would begin. I wrote the first note, told her she was fine, and I hope that the two of us can spend some time. She wrote me back and told me, you're fine too. I'd love to go on a date and spend some time with you. So then I sat there reeling and looking at the ceiling. Words can't express the way that I was feeling. Then I thought to myself, the sure way to get her is to write another note. Oh yes, a love letter. When I finished the note, it was ready to pass. The teacher took it and read it right in front of the class. She read it word by word and line by line, and everybody who was laughing was a friend of mine. Even my girl was laughing. It was too late. No need to write another note, cause there would be no date. The teacher looked at me and I said, I know. It's off to the principal's office I go. Yo, you think this is bad? Wait till I get my report card.
That'll be quite enough, Mr. Mellon. Maybe bribes and kickbacks and mafia payoffs are how you do business. But they are not part of the legitimate business world. And they're certainly not part of anything I'm teaching in this class. Do I make myself clear?
Sorry, just trying to help, that's all.
Daddy's flown across the ocean. Leaving just a memory. A snapshot in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me?
What'd you lay behind for me?
just a brick in the wall. All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dogs or cats in the classroom. Teachers leave them kids alone.
attention now, kids. Due to the recent events that have occurred, effective immediately, all classes are suspended until further notice.
And ballpoint pens. The first day of school might make some new friends. On the 103, the dreams to me was a Benz. Or the 3 o'clock bell that sounds when school ends. Lunchroom status, we used to roll dice. Bang beats on the tables to see who was nice. Swore we knew it all, didn't want no advice. How unfortunate, some paid the ultimate price. We used to cut classes all day, roam around the hallways with little wooden passes. I remember sixth grade assembly, shirt with a tie. A young little remedy, wondering why. I did what I was told to get to junior high. Cause at that point in time, I believed I could fly. Big group finders, young designer finders. Living in the world with no rules. High school language arts. I sat and wrote darts. My mind ran wild and free like young hearts. Mathematics, where I base my foundation. Fall to the nation, a whack education.
Back of the class with my hand up. Two hour security guards just grabbed my man up. Norman attention for 5 days suspension. Cause sunset, the teacher was lying about the Indians. Trying to dumb us with the story of Columbus and brain numbers. When all you see that came from us, they copy carbon. I learned about garden, tagging wool logos in the corner of my book margin. Fast shoelaces and tricolor sneakers. I stood up like a man, then I questioned the teacher. How do Europeans black out in dark ages? When they got light, do they whitewash the pages? Why the average college kid stuck with low wages? You wonder why these students walk around with 12 gauges? It tears like a New York riot, she stood quiet. And said, Mr. Diggs, may I please speak to you in private?
Yo, who we think he is, though, messing with them kids? All they ever did in my 9-to-3 bid, yo. We don't really need no, don't you let us live. Misinformation, straight from the Board of Education. Essential, government issue number 2 pencils. Scantron sheets getting marked to complete. Yo, keep still, get up on the wall, fire drill. Routine lineups, that's how you do us. And try and fool us with the big yellow school bus. Nonsense, parent-teacher conference, the system's invincible. Go see the principal.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, all you people. There's nothing you can say to make me change my mind. Goodbye.
Now, a good friend of mine sat with me and he cried. He told me a story, I know he hadn't lied. He said he went for a job, and this a man said, without an education, you might as well be dead. Now, don't get me wrong, he said it's not who you are, but people come to me from a near and a far. But I do just work, and I follow the rules. I didn't have an education, so I had to go back to school. Tell me one more time, people, now.
What do you say?
Without an education, you might as well. One more time.
What do you say?
Without an education, you might as well be dead.
Come here.
My friend told all his buddies that he loved so well, and all their personal troubles, I will not tell. Now those guys didn't seem good, and they didn't seem bad. They didn't seem so happy, and I know they weren't sad. But the point isn't that they follow the rules. They got an education, and they all finished school. Now underneath his tears, I could see the true fact. When he dropped out of school, he never, never went back. Tell me one more time, people. Education, you might as well. Got to listen now, now. Without an education,
might as well.
Look here. So one day he got tired of his little spending change. So he looked up his friends to check their pay ring. When he got there, the crib, he found that he was a drag. Cause man, they were clean, and his clothes were like rags. One was a businessman with a plenty of dough. He had his thing so set up, he knew he couldn't blow. The other had his job so uptight. He had his whole family and his kids all out of sight. Tell me one more time now.
What did he say?
Without an education,
might as well.
You got to get a little learning.
What did he say?
Without an education,
might as well be dead.
Look here. What made him so hurt that these were his friends and he was a drag? They looked at him and he was in the same old bag. For his friends, they worked real hard when the work that went through. Now he realized he should have done the same thing too. Tell me one more time now. Look here.
What do you say?
Without an education, get some learning now. Without an education, for the last time I'm gonna say, they kept on pushing when the going was tough, and now they know that things don't seem so rough. So kids, stay in school, don't be no drag. Take a fool's advice and stay out of that bag. Look at you, tell me, Bobby, tell me one more time.
What do you say?
Without an education,
might as well be dead.
Tell me, the jewels, tell me now one more time.
What do you say?
Without an education,
might as well be dead.
Everybody tell me one more time.
What do you say?
Without an education,
might as well.
You got to get some money now.
What do you say?
Without an education,
might as well.
Don't be a dropout. Listen to me.
Now, notwithstanding Mr. Mellon's input, the next question for us is where to build our factory.
How about Fantasyland?
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you